Hang Out with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio. Of course, as usual, I have got all the best news and goings on in and around Joburg and and some of the rest of the country to share with you this week, and I'm super excited. So let's get started. First of all, the Miss South Africa finale is taking place this weekend on Sunday at the Times Square Casino in Pretoria. I'm really looking forward. So some big news. Miss South Africa is going to be taking home over 3 million rands worth of prizes. This is the largest prize to date. This is set to be an absolutely glittering affair to remember for the rest of our lives. I am very excited. Lots of preparation going into that for red carpets and stuff on Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to that. The competition is, of course, celebrating its 60th anniversary Diamond Jubilee this year, and the winner will be taking home the largest package that a winner has taken home in the history of the event. And the winner will receive 1 million rand in cash. Okay, that's not a bad start, from Sol C and Sun International, as well as the use of a fully furnished and serviced apartment for the year of her reign, a Nissan Qashqai worth 445,000, and the use of designer garments for her red carpet events. The prize package also includes, and there's so many to list, but beauty products, dental services, shoes and footwear, cell phone and a contract, jewelry, aesthetics, luggage, and way more, as well as completely changing its format this year, which is something exciting to look forward to. So following the cut to the top five finalists, organizers will go straight to a top two announcement. One of the pair will be named Miss World South Africa and will go on to represent South Africa on the Miss World stage, and one will receive the title of Miss Universe South Africa and will go on to represent South Africa on the Miss Universe stage. However, there can only be one reigning Miss South Africa, and the two winners will be asked a final question by the judges as the pageant draws to a close, and their answers will then determine who will be crowned the official and reigning Miss South Africa 2018 and walk away with this absolutely insane 3 million rand prize package. Wow. The runner-up takes home 600,000 rand, a 250,000 rand cash prize, and 350,000 rand in prizes, and each of the 12 finalists also get a cash prize as well. So I am super, super, super excited. That is this Sunday, the 27th of May, as I said, at the Sun Arena at Times Square in Pretoria. The show is also going to be televised live and simulcast on Mnet, which is DSTV channel 101, and Mzansi Magic DSTV channel 161. If you want to come and join us and join in all the fun, tickets for this year's pageant are still available on Ticket Pros and cost between 160 and 560 rand. You can head on over to ticketpros.co.za. And much excitement, as the selection panel has also been announced for the show this Sunday, and has also hit a record-breaking number of panelists, 7 panelists to be exact. So Queen of SA Talk and radio jock Anele Mdoda, who was a judge in 2014, is going to be returning to the panel, and she will also be joined by marketing personality Kaya Dlanga, businesswoman and media mogul Kanye Dlomo, entrepreneur and television presenter Janez Vermeeren, award-winning magazine editor Michelle van Breda, celebrity chef and TV personality Siba Mtongana, and Miss World 2014 Dr. Rolene Strauss. Much excitement. And yes, as I said, seven panelists, which is the biggest that the show has had thus far. And I am so excited. So I just want to wish all of our top 12 finalists the best of luck. You guys are going to be absolutely fantastic. And if you are wanting to join, again, don't forget to get your ticket on Ticket Pros or watch it online on TV. And yeah, if you're on social media and you want to follow me and get engaged, I will be tweeting and doing all of my social media things from the event. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, and I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. So do check that out, because I'll be sharing from the red carpet and as much as I can from the show as well. So looking forward to that finale pageant greatly. Coming to Joburg Theatre in June, some dates that you need to diarise. The Carmen, the opera, is going to be hitting the Mandela stage for 4 performances only on Sunday 3rd, Tuesday the 5th, Friday the 8th, and Sunday the 10th of June. Carmen, of course, tells the story of a gypsy who is determined to live life on her own terms, whatever her fate may be, and the passionate triangle of the world-wise gypsy woman, the jealous soldier willing to lose everything for her love, and the toreador that eventually wins her heart, is one of the world's most loved operas. So this is going to be absolutely fantastic. If you love opera, you want to make sure that you get your tickets to see this. It's going to be directed by well-known baritone Dani Fister, and Carmen will be fully staged and will also feature the Pretoria Symphony Orchestra and the Armonia Theatre Chorus under the baton of Schalk van der Merwe, one of South Africa's ambitious upcoming conductors. And it features a local and international cast filled with seasoned and young and up-and-coming opera singers. Mezzo-soprano Lynette van der Merwe stars as the strong-willed and seductive gypsy who destroys the lovesick soldier Don Jose. Jose is played by Stefan Lowe, a well-known tenor on opera stages in South Africa and abroad. And there's a host of other casts that are going to be joining. So this is going to be really, really awesome. The opera is going to be sung in French with English subtitles. And the venue is the Mandela Stage at Joburg Theatre. Ticket prices range from R200 to R475. Everything is available on my site, heatherhook.com, or you can head on over to joburgtheatre.com to book your tickets. You can also give the box office a call on 0861 670 670 to book your tickets. Much excitement. Don't forget, Katy Perry is coming to South Africa in July. She's added on an extra show on the 21st. And the lineup has been announced. The Dolls and LB are confirmed as a support act for Katy Perry's Joburg tour. Yay. So the Dolls have spent the last 6 years DJing and performing around the world. And LB, who has been Katy Perry's lead backup singer for 8 years, who's now gone solo and is running some awesome projects and doing a great seamless fusion of pop, soul, and R&B, is going to be the other opening act. So I'm super, super, super looking forward to that. So you can find out all the details, of course, on my website, heatherhook.com. There's a new date, as I said, Saturday the 21st of July. The venue is the Ticket Pro Dome. There are still tickets available, I think, for Wednesday the 18th and Saturday the 21st. Tickets range between 630 and 1,765 rand, and you can book on Big Concerts, their website, bigconcerts.co.za. Also, all the information still available on my website, heatherhook.com. Make sure to diarise. Disney on Ice is heading back to South Africa. I am so excited. Dream Big is the name of this year's tour. And this is going to be the most amazing story of the empowerment of Disney princesses. So Ariel, Belle, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Tiana, Jasmine, Aurora, and Snow White are going to embark on some incredible adventures, determined to make their dreams come true. And of course, the sisterly love that has captivated millions with Disney's Frozen is coming back to the icy stage. So presented by Felt Entertainment, as always, and leading local show promoter Showtime Management, Disney on Ice is not to be missed. So it opens on Friday the 22nd of June at the Ticket Pro Dome in Joburg and runs until Sunday the 1st of July, and then moves down to the Durban's ICC from Wednesday the 4th of July to Sunday the 8th of July, and then on to Grand West in Cape Town from Wednesday the 11th of July to Sunday the 15th of July, and tickets are currently on sale at CompuTicket. Yay. So you can head on over to CompuTicket.com to book. You can visit Showtime.co.za or, of course, my website. And the tickets range from R100 to R480 per person. There's pensioners discounts. There's family discounts. There's a whole bunch of special offers on. So do make sure to check out CompuTicket or Showtime.co.za and go and make sure that you have your tickets for Disney on Ice. I love it. I go every year and I absolutely adore it. So as most of you know, I love to travel and I'm crazy about just getting out there and staying at new places and seeing new places and getting to share that with my listeners. And about 2 or 3 weeks ago, I actually went to go stay at the Royal Elephant Hotel in Centurion. And if you are ever in the area, please may I suggest popping in and go and grab a cup of tea. Or if you get the chance to stay over, you should certainly do that. It is set in the most beautiful and lush gardens on the property. And you literally will feel like you've stepped into a Moroccan or North African palace. It's huge. It's got high ceilings and it is so beautifully decorated. It literally, you would be forgiven for thinking you were somewhere in Morocco. The venue is located on the banks of the Henops River in Centurion and is literally very peaceful, very opulent and filled with luxury without being obtuse. So it's not over the top. It is immense. And the foyer of the hotel is the pivotal and focal point. There's a variety of passageways running off it. It's got this absolutely huge light, that hangs in there, and it is so beautiful. If you head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, you can actually see I took some pictures from my stay, and I just had the best time. Not only obviously do they have accommodation and dining, but they also have conference and function facilities on site, beautiful for weddings as well. They also have a Mangwanani spa there as well, so you can go and have a massage and get your nails done if you're hanging out there. They have a royal presidential suite and then 40 other rooms, which are all individually decorated and use traditional Moroccan and North African furnishings and antiques. Our room was huge with the most beautiful lights, and the bathroom was absolutely massive, filled with arches and, you know, beautiful, like almost like little lanterns for lights. It was just absolutely stunning. There's an outside courtyard area with a pool where you can enjoy drinks, and there's a Oasis residence bar and a residence lounge as well, a royal lounge where you can hang out and enjoy all the artifacts and just, you know, have a nice G&T and pretend that you're, you know, somewhere foreign. And then we also had dinner at the Zagora Grill Room, which was absolutely fantastic and highly recommended. So if you want to find out more, you can visit their website, which is royalelephant.co.za. They are located in Bondev Park in Eldo Meadows in Centurion. I had an absolutely fantastic time, and you can go and read my whole write-up on heatherhook.com there as well. More dates to diarize, and if you like wine, which I know you do, and you know that I love wine, one of the longest running wine festivals in South Africa is back in Joburg, celebrating its 28th birthday this year. Incredibly, the Juliet Cullinan Standard Bank Wine Festival is one of the most exclusive events and offers attendees a small, select, superior event, and it is all about quality. This year, the event will be taking place on Tuesday, June the 5th, and Wednesday, June the 6th, from 5 until 9 at the Park House of Events on 7 at Hyde Park Corner. Tickets can be purchased online at web tickets at 220 Rand per person, or at the door on the night for 240 Rand per person. Literally, this is your chance to taste some of South Africa's finest wines, meet the winemakers, and discuss things like vintages, maturation, terroir, and you can also buy wines at special show prices as well. So I'm looking forward to that. You can get more information online. You can contact Samantha on events at juliettecullinan.co.za, or you can head on over to their website, juliettecullinan.co.za, and go check that out. I'm looking forward to heading through to that. I think I'm going on June the 6th, the Wednesday night. So I hope to see some of you there. And if you would like to win tickets to head through to the 2018 Juliet Cullinan Wine Festival, then you are in luck. I have got two double sets of tickets to give away to two lucky readers, valued at 440 Rand per set. That'll be for the 5th of June event at the Park House of Events on 7 at Hyde Park Corner, and this is going to be spectacular. I'm excited. So if you want to enter that, you want to stand a chance to win those tickets, head on over to heatherhook.com, click on the competitions tab, and make sure to fill in your details, and also let me know what your favorite wine is that you're hoping that you get to taste should you win the tickets. Super easy. Competition closes on the 1st of June and the winner will be contacted via email. So win yourself tickets to that. It is going to be the wine event of the year. It usually is. So I'm greatly looking forward to that. So that is it from my side. I am looking forward to all of these events that are coming up and the rest of my busy week ahead. I hope that yours is not too hectic. And I, of course, will be back with you next week here on Niche Radio. Again, my website, heatherhook.com. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook. I am on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook as well. And I look forward to interacting with you. Don't forget to join me on social media on Sunday for the Miss South Africa finale pageant on Sunday afternoon. I'm so excited. I will be back with you again next week. Have an absolutely fantastic day and week ahead. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log in to www.nicheradio.co.za. Oh,